Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
And here I am here with two gorgeous goddesses of burlesque, Hazel Honeysuckle.
Hello.
Hello.
And Gail Friday. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
An obvious question, but what brought you to burlesque?
Well, when I first saw burlesque, I saw these women on stage and they looked powerful and happy and creative, and I wanted to use that to express myself. Yeah.
Perfect answer.
Your turn, Gail.
It's such a long story, but I tried to keep it short. I started in having a theater background, and so for me, burlesque was a really great way to do what I loved in theater, but have a little bit more control, a little bit more empowering for me. And I like stripping, so it was perfect.
The perfect combination.
And theater, and it's for me. Yeah.
And names are really important for burlesque artists. So how did you choose your name?
Oh, I wanted something with alliteration in it. I wanted an old-fashioned name that sounded like it could be someone's grandmother. So Hazel was a good choice.
Yeah. Now Honeysuckle is like a classic jazz song.
Because I'm so sweet.
And then you're so sweet.
It's exactly. Very true. It's very true.
And what about you?
I took it from the old expression, a Gal Friday, which is sort of a right-hand man, a woman who can do a little bit of everything. So I wanted that to be sort of the idea. I didn't want to just do one type of burlesque. I wanted to be able to do a bunch.
So how many kind of burlesques are there?
Everybody's imagination. You know, you have classic, you have neo, sort of a fetish style. There's just, if you can think of it, it's probably out there being performed. Mm.
And the burlesque scene is growing and it's big. And how do you fit in? I mean, which is your sense of it?
Oh, well, I do different kinds of burlesque, too. You know, I have something based on Lord of the Rings where I wear stilts. And I have, you know, something as Cookie Monster. But, like, my biggest love is the big, sparkly costumes, lots of feathers, very, like, very ultimate girl kind of... Mm. Thing,
like
a very dress up, yeah.
Like more like the pinup.
Yes.
Like close to the pinup.
Pinup, movie star, glamour princess.
And what about you?
Well,
you do all kind of but which is your favorite if you have one?
I like a little bit taking classic and a little bit more raunchy, so sort of a truck driver mouth. With not the truck driver body. I like classic, but I like a little bit more of like a raunchy bump and grind. And so that's my favorite. But, you know, you never know. Ask me in 2 years and it might be completely different.
Different.
Yeah.
How was your experience doing Getting Naked, this film?
Oh,
6 years.
6 years of filming. Yeah.
A lot of hair changes.
Lots of changes, yeah. Listening to things I had said in interviews years later,
yeah,
and being surprised by things I had said before. You know, because when James started filming me for this, I had only been performing for a couple of years. I was pretty new, and, you know, now I'm pretty established, and, mm-hmm. and my life has changed very much, you know, for the better, but it's been crazy.
Yeah, same. And when I had started in this film, it had only been 6 years in, and now it's been 11, mm-hmm. 11 or 12. I feel like I've grown up in a lot of ways. So some of the things that really thrilled me then don't really thrill me now, and vice versa. So, yeah, it's just a constant evolution, like any art.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks to Hazel Honeysuckle. Thanks to Gail Friday, the goddesses of Getting Naked. And thanks to Fred Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.